You're listening to DraftKings Network.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Dan needs to read the room. Someone writes in, very few people care about the Florida Panthers and hockey in general. Being a hugely Miami show doesn't need to get thrown in our face for 4 hours. We've got two seasons that are still alive. It's not the position that you want to be
season.
In.
Yeah, that's true.
Down 2-1 in the finals and the final. And last night, the Florida Panthers brought maximum fear. That's maximum fear, to be down at home, down 2-0, third period, you're down, and you need goals
That's
late.
That's the kind of fear you're talking about,
That's
man.
The
yes.
good shit.
Yeah.
It was fear and anger, disappointment. I just sat in the second intermission between the second and third period. I just sat at my seat. Usually I go up, I mingle. I just sat there. Wow. My wife came back. She's like, are you just going to sulk? And I'm just like, mm-hmm.
But Chris, that is Dan's point. All of that, you throw that all in a pot, and that's what made the goal and the win feel so good, right?
And that arena was yes. so quiet.
Oh,
and,
but and how loud did
like,
it get?
My wife's like, we need more energy.
But how loud did it get? On the? It's the best sound in sports. The horn with the overtime goal that ends the game. That sound has never existed in South Florida for a finals game, like our final game. Like, that is the biggest game the Panthers have ever played, and they win it at the end in the most joyous of fashions.
Chris, in that intermission, down 2-1, what was going through your mind?
Just... why did I spend all this money on season tickets? I hate everything. I hate really? Hockey. This sport is stupid.
Yeah.
So Bob blew it.
Was
it?
No. He did not.
I was mad at everyone.
He was great last night.
I meant like right there in the intermission. You're down 2-1 between the second and third. That's what he was thinking. What were you thinking, Roy, between the second and third?
It felt like it was 4-1.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys felt
and we were getting jobbed. I don't want to sit in this chair and do the Mike Ryan
again?
Thing. The ticky-tack penalties and that tripping
bad.
Call.
Again.
And that tripping call. Dude, right. It's legitimately bad calls.
Okay, but there are legitimately bad calls all over the playoffs, and you don't care when your team gets them, which your
exactly.
team often does.
But the Panthers got off to a good start, though. They got off
we
to
can
a good
hear
start.
That post-game.
$5.
Wow,
Roy.
$5.
You know what? Leave Roy alone,
talk,
man.
Clear his
he powered through.
Yeah, he powered through.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Billy, Tony, Stugatz, Roy, all of you,
wow.
out of here.
Wow.
Penalty box.
They're in a Panthers
it's
segment?
It's a $5 fine for powering through the phlegm is not something we want around here, and you guys aren't respecting the penalty box.
It's the
everyone stays here and then starts making the arguments on behalf of why you should stay here because you again drank too much, like a mean. All Metal Arc Media is doing is drinking too much. You're happy because you get to go to Game 5 on an expense account. It's the only reason you're happy. You get to go to Vegas to tell us that that the Panthers are on the power play.
Unbelievable. I had two drinks.
What time did you get home last night, Roy? Come on.
Why is he still here?
Three.
I got home at 3.
$5.
Roy,
go sit in the
leave.
Penalty
it's
box.
A lot of pay me enough to be Chris, paying fines over here.
It's a lot of work after the game, man.
Amin is here. Charlotte is here. Jeremy is here. No Mike Ryan. Mike Ryan yesterday was Donald Trump. When he loses, it's rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible, like really terrible to do after a finals game where it was just him unhinged saying it's all rigged and fixed.
I banned him from the mixer. I said, absolutely not. You cannot come.
But can I acknowledge that there were some calls that Like, I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm saying there were bad calls against the Panthers.
There are in every game ever played. These games are hard to officiate. Those people are moving very fast.
It looked like tripping in real time. I was like, definitely tripping. And then they slow it down. I'm like, he didn't touch him.
I've got people for 2 days telling me that Lowry did indeed push Jokic that way.
With his weak arm. That's just shoved
that, that I've got to look at it again. I've got to look at it again because Jokic is indeed a weakling who could be pushed around by Kyle Lowry.
The penalty late last night honestly made it even better when they won, though. It was so much fun because they tie it with, you know, 2 minutes left, and then with just a few seconds left, they get called for this penalty. So you're going into overtime thinking you should have all the momentum, and yet they have the power play. And so once the power play was killed, that place was insane. It was so much fun.
Matthew Tkachuk does it again, Dan. Oh, 2.5 minutes left in this game. Like, but this is mind-boggling.
Chris, what I saw Adam Beasley puts out, the question is not whether Tkachuk returns for the game. It's whether he returns for the series. And when he leaves the ice, what you're saying is, oh, the season's over. There it is. There goes the season back to the locker room. But thankfully, hockey doesn't care about concussions.
That's true.
Wild.
We've never talked about concussions in real
life. He stumbled. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just he fell. I don't know if it was a concussion, but he got hit, got up, and there was a stumble. And I was like, oh no, we can't lose him.
And then came back into the game.
Montour 2 played through something. These guys are crazy.
Well, I don't understand why I'm watching and Montour is taking slap shots that are harder than any he's ever taken. Like, he takes plenty hard slap shots, but the puck is coming off of his stick faster and harder than anyone else's.
The Panthers tried to clear out a puck at one point and just absolutely smacked, I think, one of the stalls in the leg. It sounded like a gunshot, and he just kept skating. He was fine. It's like, these guys are unbelievably tough. It's really crazy.
I have a question for Chris and Jeremy, mostly, I think. Mm-hmm. Chris, you said that you were sitting there thinking, you know, we're down. Why did I spend all this money? I felt that way during game 3 when the Celtics blew it. Yeah. And it's this moment as a fan where you feel so stupid.
Yes. You like
feel
an idiot.
You feel so dumb. You're like, why did I pay to come to this?
It's my favorite.
Even though you knew when you bought the tickets, but in your head, there's no chance. It's like, I'm going to go, and it's going to be incredible. And I wonder, does that feeling being down and then winning, is that like when you lose your car keys and it's almost worth it for the relief of finding them?
It's more like losing your cell phone. It's like, I think I've totally lost my cell phone. I have all my pictures of my kid are in there. I don't know if they're in the cloud. I think they're in the cloud. Who knows if they're really in the cloud?
But I don't think it's your cell phone. I think it's like losing your entire identity.
It's your whole wallet
and then you
and
find
your soul.
It. But then you find it. And then you find it in overtime, and you're like, oh, okay.
Your child.
I was being defiant. My wife is like, it's so quiet in here. We got to get louder. The energy's terrible with like 5 minutes left. I'm like, no. I've done enough.
They don't deserve
the
your
players. The players need to get me back in this game.
Really?
And they did. Tkachuk got a goal, and then I was back.
Okay,
I was like, no, I'm not going to make noise. They need to make me make noise. So I've done enough for them.
You weren't sulking. You were seething.
I was just like mad at everybody.
Yeah.
I was like blaming my wife because it was her first finals game. I was like, you shouldn't have been here. You weren't here last
Chris.
Game. I was shrapnel.
I've never seen Chris this type of like upset. Or angry or negative, right? He's always been a very positive person. You're the guy who says we need to bring up the energy. You're that guy. And your wife was doing what you usually do, and you said, enough.
I was just so beaten down.
Oh my God.
But man. It got me back. Tkachuk did it again. Tkachuk did what Jimmy needs to do for the Heat. Just do it.
Well,
at the end, just let it find you, pull it out of your front. And just do it. Right, I don't care how it looks.
Good.
I don't care what, you know, sloppy plays, foul trick. Just get it done, Jimmy. Yep. We need you tonight to get it done. The way Tkachuk saved us last night, we weren't expecting it. Tkachuk was invisible. He came back in that second period, and we didn't see him for most of the game. He was in, and then
we have not seen Jimmy in the finals, really. He's not the best player on the court.
Is he hurt?
The last 10 games have looked a lot different than the previous 10 games, but he does get to skate over the last couple of years of every time he plays poorly. Well, it's because he's hurt, because his legs give out. But we'll get to that in a second. I need to analyze a little more. As badly as Chris Cody felt, I believe that Roy felt worse, because I'm going to tell you why. The number of things Amin has claimed, and I think he's right, that Roy had the unluckiest day in the history of an employee at Meadowlark Media yesterday. He had the day off or work from home, and he missed the Stanley Cup coming here. And then, this one hurts even more, he missed the free alcohol at Amin's Mixer.
Oh, Roy. Oh,
and wow. Then he gets to the press box, and there are so many people in town, he's getting moved in the press box to less good seats. And now he's watching the third period, and there goes his trip to Vegas on an expense account.
Woof.
Gone. And then, at the height of fear and depression, rising like a phoenix from the ashes, Roy gets a victory and a season saved and a victory he's been waiting for 30 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
We're going to Vegas. We're going to Vegas.
Did Billy have a better seat than you?
No. He's on the other end of the row.
I didn't, but there was a spot reserved for MTV Sport Finland, which I didn't know was a thing.
You got worse seats than NBA, NHL Sports Finland, was it? NHL?
MTV.
MTV. In fairness.
Music television.
I feel like the Finns, is that what you call them?
Yes.
I feel like they care about hockey a whole lot, so if they're going to get a seat anywhere, maybe they deserve it.
Well, Alexander Barkov and Anton Lundell. They're both Finns, so.
Finns up.
Finns up.
MTV Finland?
MTV Sport
I don't know.
Finland.
It felt like a fun position to take.
You lost your seat to MTV Sport Finland?
That's a mouthful.
That's not a great situation, though, Roy.
It was cool seeing the cup. Look at us up
dude,
there.
Dude, how happy we were. Roy, it was so
I'm
awesome.
I'm sorry, Roy.
Roy, it was so
I've seen it. The Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's time for a self-check-in. How's your social battery right now? Is it drained or bursting with energy? Similar to how a battery stores energy before eventually running out, individuals with a social battery may feel a need to recharge or withdraw from social situations after a certain amount of time. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with work or social gatherings. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DOB.
Don Lebatard.
Elton John does not like performing Crocodile Rock, but to the point we were making, I think he still does because he just knows the crowd wants to hear it.
Right, well, he has to.
I feel like that's safe. He might be litigious, but that was such a poor imitation of the song.
Stugatz.
We can all agree, Piano Man.
This might get shot.
The crowd needs to sing Piano Man.
Yeah, but I want to hear Billy Joel sing
that's
Piano
most
Man.
Most of it. He just lets you at the end go.
Does he still have chest? She just wants Suey nominations. That's what she wants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She wants a rack of Suey nominations.
Is that what she's going for?
I'm trying
for?
To avoid
fake
that.
Fake Crocodile Rock. Fake Billy Joel's Piano. Got you got it. It's all right.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited-time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
No time to get to Dalvin Cook. No time to get to Lewis Riddick and Emmanuel Acho saying the Dolphins are going to win the AFC East.
Doesn't that feel nice? We're not talking Dolphins yet. I mean, usually we've been talking Dolphins for like a month now. But this, well, listen, we have a month going on right now, Dan. We have 2 months going on right now. We have a shot at two championships.
Billy's keeping an eye on the Marlins. We got Tony keeping an eye on Dalvin Cook.
He's got an eye on it for him.
So we'll keep you updated.
Thank you. Nice. We'll have to send someone out next week to see if we can get covered correctly, something we also don't have any time for today, which is a former president being indicted for espionage.
Which one?
Right here in Miami, Jimmy Carter.
Oh
wow.
That's a shame. I didn't see that coming.
That peanut farm tax fraud.
Roy, what is the more startling stat? Is it that the Panthers won 8 straight road playoff games as an 8 seed, or that they're 7-0 in overtime?
7-0 in overtime. And an addendum to that,
Connor Verhaeghe is the only player in NHL history to have multiple overtime goals in consecutive playoffs.
Confirmed.
He's the most clutched player in Panthers history.
And we hit that Thursday Thunder with that goal last night.
Roy, is he? I mean, it's not Tkachuk, Chucky.
I mean, yeah, right now it's Tkachuk and it's Carter Verhaeghe, especially Carter Verhaeghe. Remember, he won game six in Washington.
No, I understand that, but it feels like most of the big goals that have been scored this postseason have been by Tkachuk. It feels like that
Verhaeghe
to me.
Has had overtime.
Billy, I'm with you. Billy, I'm with you. That looks at it all. You got to pick one, okay? You can't have them both be the most clutch. Pick one.
No.
Pick one.
What he said was it's both, but more so one than
everyone
the other.
Back off. Roy is totally right. They have been equally as clutch. Verhaeghe won the Boston series for us.
You can't be
we can,
equally
I can
clutch.
Rattle off three insanely clutch goals for both of them.
You got to take a side. Someone's either the most clutch or they're
overall
not.
Or this season? What's the question?
I don't
because overall it's Verhaeghe
here.
Because of last year with Washington. Yeah. If it's just this year, I'll go with Tkachuk.
The Verhaeghe goal doesn't happen without the Tkachuk goal.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't. Tkachuk got him to the Verhaeghe goal. It's a bridge. You needed that goal to get to Carter's goal, you know? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the most important part of a bridge?
Huh.
Hmm.
I'd say the upbeat tempo leading into the next chorus.
Absolutely. You're right.
C-dub. Well said.
you're not supposed to raise your arms in triumph.
Yes, you are.
No, she deserved it.
What's the opposite of the penalty box?
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Mars. I'm going to Mars, baby.
Where's Hakeem Nicks?
I want to because I feel like we really did fail as a show yesterday. Yeah, we got him in his mixer, and it was a grand success, and you can hear it in his voice.
How much you spend?
I don't know. All of it. He spent all of it.
He bet the farm like Jimmy Carter.
He wants to be a player, and he is, and he was a player. Well, he had a speakeasy pool party yesterday with free-flowing alcohol, and you can hear it in his voice. But a couple of things I wanted to get to with you that we didn't get to yesterday because, again, Mike Ryan is Trump. When he loses, it's rigged. I mean, that's where we spent the show yesterday. Do you realize how stupid that is? How stupid and irresponsible it is that I couldn't get a word in edgewise because I've got a total coked-out maniac pinballing off the walls here, accusing everyone recklessly of fraud because he lost.
If Tkachuk doesn't get that goal, Roy and I are saying the same stuff about the Panthers last night.
Dan, he had Riggs, though. Once you say Riggs, like, that's the trump card.
Roy was saying it in the press box, apparently.
Far, far removed from MTV Sport Finland. How insulted were you by your seats? How different were
That's
your
insulting,
seats?
That's insulting, man.
How different were your seats?
Tell them to go to Helsinki.
What? This is a situation. So this is a situation. The National Hockey League took over the building. This is not a Panther situation. They issued all the seat assignments out. So they moved basically almost everybody local except for George Richards to the auxiliary press box.
Ah, George Richards, yeah.
Wait, you don't move George Richards.
So I have a very important question about the auxiliary press box. Having been put there many times myself, was this a, like, you're in a basement with the TV situation?
No.
Okay.
We were in the last row. We literally could touch the ceiling. Like, I touched it just to say
I touched it. As long as it wasn't like a trailer attached to the building.
But the thing is, there were high top tables. So if you sat down in the seats, because we were in like section 325, you're missing a third. You're missing a third of the ice. Yeah, we were in a section. Yeah,
we're in a section.
Yeah.
Roy, that's disrespectful to you. No. Billy deserves to be in a section.
Whoa.
Roy should be in his CDs. Roy's there every game.
Yep.
Billy. To Chris's point, we were talking about Roy being in the Hall of Fame of like Panthers media people on the wall.
That wall.
And Roy's face is going to be in that
it
wall.
It wasn't on it, but there was a question as to whether or not Steve Goldstein was on there, and we didn't know he is on there. I'd just like to confirm.
Well, we need to explain to the Panthers, they need to correct a couple of things. Well, both Roy's seating for the next game and Roy on the wall. Roy is a local Hall of Fame media legend who has been covering games much longer than most of the people, the grand majority of the people who are in that building, except covering bad games.
Except for MTV Finland.
I
think they earn something somewhere
the
at
Finns,
some point. The
Finns, I'm telling you, they love hockey.
Yeah.
I got a bad this is my first game covering NHL hockey as a member of the media. Normally I just go as a fan, but I had to put that aside because it's too big of a moment. I've often said a Stanley Cup final game does not get played in Sunrise without Billy Gill.
That's right.
So I had
your
to
tweets
be there.
Were riveting.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will say I have to betray a couple of people here. One, I asked for advice on the front end and I said, well, I have to go pick up my credential. how early should I get there? And Roy said, you need to get there really early. And I was like, oh, okay.
Good advice.
So then I spoke to, and I told Stu Gatz, like, I got to get out of here because Roy said I got to. And he's like, I went to one last year. I was credentialed. You got to get there really early. And I knew that we were going to be in seats that were not assigned. They were first come, first serve. So I was like, I got to get there really early. Game was scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. I got there at 4:30. I was the only person in the arena when
Billy.
I got there.
Oh, buddy.
4:30. Because it's so far from my house, too.
Right.
And I didn't remember how far it was, and I didn't know traffic-wise how long it was going to take me to get there. I got there at 4:30. I spent 90 minutes just kind of being ushered around by Josh Appel, who was working the game in stats. And he was kind of showing me the things. And I was asking Roy, I'm like, Roy, where do I go? Blah, blah, blah. What, all this stuff. He's like, I don't know. I haven't left. You haven't left that. You told me I needed to be there super early. I was there 4 hours before
you,
puck drop.
I think you probably experienced what I've experienced when I get to an arena that early, because it is at a temperature meant to keep.
It was so cold in there.
Yes, of course, because you're by yourself. So that's for 20,000 people.
It was so cold in there at that time. It was crazy. But I will say this. I did get some scoops while I was there so early.
Scooping it.
And tried to feed a member of this show a scoop to break news and tweet out. And the person just turned down that scoop.
Who was the person and what was the scoop?
Chris Cody, obviously.
It was me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, he tried to tell me who was banging the drum. Like, there was a big celebrity in town banging the drum. And Billy, I guess, was so early that he saw, like, rehearsal for
it. I saw multiple rehearsals of it. So, we've talked on the show, like, who's going to be the person to hit the drum? It's not something that's, like, real news that people care about. But, like, Panthers fans may care about this. Like, oh, who's it going to be? Because we all kind of guess who it is. So I saw multiple rehearsals where the announcer was saying the name. I saw the graphics. I go, hey, you want to know who's doing it? Here's the – yeah, they didn't know I was there. I was like, you know who's doing it? Like, it's X, Y – it was Dan Marino. I was like, Dan Marino's banging the drum if you want to put that out there.
Wait a minute, he was there 3.5 hours
early? No, they had a stand-in.
Yeah, he was practicing banging the drum. Dan Marino's like, let me get another go.
That's why it was a great Marino. All the snaps.
Marino and Billy Gill?
There is no way he rehearsed it because he was terrible.
Oh.
Dude, there is a pace, Roy. Back me up. There's a pace to this thing. I'll do it right now. We're going to do it. I'm going to do the beat, and you guys say, let's go Panthers. This is the way
it's supposed to be. But it's got to be aggressive and loud. His was a little meek.
That's against my religion.
It was a little meek.
This is the way it's supposed to go. Wait.
No. He's got to go. You got to go.
Is weight part of it?
Wait, not again. Here, take two. Hey, let's restart. Five, four,
this is why he practiced.
He shouldn't do it.
Two, one. Let's go Panthers. Let's go Panthers. You ready for how Dan did it? This is Dan Marino. No. Let's go. It was like, I gotta do three.
Christ almighty, Chris.
The whole crowd was going so slow. You could hear the groans in the crowd of like, no, this is supposed to be double that speed.
Yeah. You can hear the groans in the crowd right now, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know
Marino's
I did not do that
man.
Well.
He's a 60-year-old man.
He did it for so long that they fell behind on timing. They had to cut his mic off.
It was bad, dude. I'm telling you, it's the worst one I've seen all season. I mean, it's the biggest name. I actually predicted it before Billy even texted me. I was in the car with my wife, and my wife's like, who do you guys think? And I was like, the biggest name would be Dan Marino. And then my people in the car laughed at me, and then Billy texted me, and I was like, I told you guys it was Dan Marino. But I didn't want to scoop it. I thought journalistically, I didn't want the Panthers to be mad at me, like putting that information
that's
out there.
That's great journalistically.
Who cares?
That's real journalism.
He finds his soul.
I think the principle of journalism
we have our
is
relationships.
I don't want people to be mad at me. It's been a governing principle for me all my life.
He likes the access he has, Dan. He likes his relationship.
I'm sure Pat Riley's told you stuff, and you're like, I can't say that because I got relationships.
Yes, this. Pat Riley told me before the game, hey, you know who's banging the drum? Dan Marino.
Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan. And you're a sports fan if you're listening to this show. Well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low-price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with, and on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Levitard.
How do you know it's haunted? Yeah. Like,
well, I saw ghouls.
Oh, okay.
Multiple ghouls. How
many? That'll do it, yeah.
I saw the face of one ghoul. Huh. I had a ghoul scream in my ear once, and I had a Marilyn Monroe painting that kept moving around the house. Haunted. Wow. Haunted house.
Yep.
Huh. Stugatz.
Usually when I think there's an intruder, I'll walk down the hall and I'll just loudly say, take whatever you want. Just leave me alone.
No
please.
Fear. Of course.
Just take it.
You're welcome.
I have insurance. We can all get out of here unscathed. It'll be perfectly fine. Take whatever you want. I wrote down all of the VIN numbers. We are good. We're good.
I love the idea.
Really impresses your wife.
There are clubs in the garage. Just a couple steps.
We have some bottles of water if you're thirsty.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited-time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app to check it out.
He's calling his 16th Stanley Cup Final, 16th. Like, he's no Mike Breen, who's done 18 of them, but he's done 16 of them. And I want to talk some hockey with him in just a second, but Amin just told me something that I did not know. Amin's breaking some news here from the mixer last night.
Huh.
He learned something that I was not aware of. The greatest trophy in sports was here yesterday, the Stanley Cup trophy. And what happened at this mixer that you learned, because there were a whole bunch of important people hobnobbing?
There was a little bit of a resentment and a disdain from the NBA people. About, oh, so you guys don't want to have Larry in studio? And I said, who's Larry? And they said, Larry O'Brien. And they were very upset that we fawned all over the Stanley Cup and we didn't even, you know, give an inch of room for the Lawrence O'Brien trophy to make his way here.
That's what I was trying to say. The best trophy in sports. Nobody wants to listen to me.
It's all a right. Lesser trophy.
Well, Eddie.
Did they
Eddie,
offer? I mean.
They offered. Now, the good news, Stugatz, they offered. They said, I said, well, bring it. Can we bring it through today? And they said, absolutely. The bad news is the people who said this were out with me last night, so yes. I don't know if they're
drunk on the mixer on our free alcohol, so they can't actually make the content. It's a consistent theme around here. If you saw some of Mike's work from Las Vegas. Eddie, thank you for being on with us. Sorry to keep you waiting. I want to talk about some of the hockey stuff, but I learned here, just like Montour, that you, while your wife was in labor, you were traded. That seems like a really emotionally seismic sort of thing to go through as a human being, all of that.
Yeah, Dan, great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me. And just for the record, when that did happen, and just full disclosure, fast forward, my wife and I will be celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary on August the 6th. So if she didn't leave me then.
Eddie.
Let me tell you a quick Cliff Notes version of that story. So it's November 9th, 1990. I'm playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's a Friday night, and we have a game the next night at Maple Leaf Gardens on November the 10th. Back then, I didn't have a cell phone. I mean, I like Maxwell Smart, pull off my shoe, you know, and call Agent 99 or whatever. And yeah, but so I used the regular landline phone and I called the team. I said, look, I called the PR guy. My wife's going into labor. I'm not going to be at the skate around the next morning, but I am going to make the game because we're playing Chicago. Fast forward, my wife's not cooperating. It's about noon the next day, November 10th. And on a scale of 1 to 10, she's probably about a 2.5. I call the team. I say, look, nothing's happening, but I'm going to get to the game. I'm going to make the game. I promise. So sure enough, at about 5 o'clock, it's an 8 o'clock hockey night in Canada game, Blackhawks and Maple Leafs. My wife is starting to proceed to have our second child. The doctor comes in and my wife's name is Diana and says, okay, Diana, hold on a second. Let me put my catcher's mitt on and we're going to have this baby. So he goes to the foot of the table. And while he's doing that, I get a tap on my shoulder. The nurse hands me a note, and all it says on the note, the Maple Leafs are on the phone. I tell her, tell them she's having a baby. I'll be at the game. She comes back. It seemed like 10 seconds later, but whatever. She goes, no, they really want to talk to you. I go out, like, I look at my wife and I'm like, do I go to the phone? Do I stay here with my wife? Do I go to my... So I said, ah, screw it. I'm going to go and I'm going to go answer the call.
No.
They get on the other line. And I said, look, it was the PR guy, Bob Stelick. I said, Bob, Diana's having a baby. I'm going to be at the game. He goes, call us before you come. I said, I'm not calling. I'm coming right to the game. He says, hold on a second. He puts the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs on the phone, Floyd Smith. And he says, Eddie, we hate to do this to you.
Terrible.
We've just traded you to the Winnipeg Jets.
No.
Huh. And I was like, pasta vajol, what the hell am I going to do when I walk back in there? So I walk back into the room. And as I'm walking into the room, my wife is on her back, obviously, you know, legs up, a whole nine yards. The doctor's at the foot of the bed looking like this. And I go, she goes, where in the hell have you been? I go, my aunt's sick. And she looks at me. I don't know what else to say.
That's all you can think of, Eddie?
That's all I can think of. Look, I just got traded. And I ended up going to Winnipeg, which ended up being one of the best places I ever played in my 16-year career. But anyways, so my wife looks at me and she goes, where are we going? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Psychic and pregnant. She knows we just got traded. So I figured, well, it's a game. And I'm looking at the doctor. The doctor's at the foot of the table having this conversation, you know? And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, guess. She looks at me, looks at the ceiling. And now at this time, my wife's probably about a 6.5 or a 7, getting ready to have our child. And then she looks at me, looks at the ceiling, and she goes, Winnipeg.
Oh, my God.
And I go, psychic and pregnant. Next thing you know, I see the doctor pull his gloves off and go, this baby ain't coming for another couple of hours. But Thomas Vincent Olchek was born 3 hours later into this world. And matter of fact, he's getting married in about a month from now. So as the world
turns. Good job, Diana. Good job, Diana.
Eddie.
Thomas, Diana,
Panthers.
Eddie, you shouldn't have left the room. You're a moron.
Yeah, I know.
I enjoyed that. The lie was the worst lie
really
ever concocted.
Lie. Like just
my aunt is
my
sick.
Aunt
that's
is
why
sick.
I left.
Terrible.
I mean. I thought you were a guy who did well under pressure.
Yeah.
So not in that situation. Not in that situation. Full disclosure.
Eddie, the Maple Leafs are on the phone. They want to let you know that your aunt is sick.
You left the birth of your child for a PR guy. that's where your priorities were at the time.
And every time we have that, every time my son has his birthday and we have a good laugh and a good chuckle, and most players today can't believe that the general manager actually pulled me out of the delivery room. Well, actually, I chose to leave the delivery room and take the phone call. But deciding that where they were going to make the trade, knowing my wife was, we were getting ready to have a child, but. That's the way that it is.
Most players today can't believe that they didn't find out on Twitter.
We had the greatest ending to a game, the greatest feeling that you can have in the sport last night in South Florida.
Yeah.
And I want to know, from your historical perspective, can you please explain to me where the Panthers reside as a surprise in your sport, and how weird it is that they're still kicking around somehow in the face of some formidable odds?
Yeah, I mean, with the roller coaster year that they had, Dan, and, you know, obviously lots of changes, massive change, considering how great of a season that they had 2 seasons ago, and then the major letdown in last year's playoffs, getting swept to Tampa Bay, you know, bringing in Matthew Tkachuk, which has been, I mean, look at, a lot of people talked about, well, you know, trades, we will evaluate the trades in, you know, a couple of years and see how players adapt and whatever. No. Florida won that trade hands down. I mean, you talk about legends being made right before all of our eyes. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk has had 2 back-to-back unbelievable regular seasons. But this playoff, I mean, this is what legends are made of. I don't care what sport it is. You could have great regular seasons, but if you show up in the playoffs and you go the other way, or you just kind of be seen and not heard, you see him, you hear him. He steps up on the biggest stages. I played with his dad for many years in Winnipeg, by the way, his dad, Keith Tkachuk. So I think with this team is that they will not be denied. They're very resilient. I think that 9 or 10 days off, Dan, really, really hurt them in their first couple of games in Vegas. I think at times they found their game. But when you're on such a roll or such a heater, whether you're playing in a Stanley Cup playoffs or you're somebody that follows the ponies like I do at the racetrack, like when you're on a heater, like you want to keep playing, you want to keep wagering, you want to keep, keep that nose to the grindstone. And I think that kind of hurt them a little bit. And last night, that's the way that they have to play. First off, stay out of the penalty box. It was a clown show the first couple of games in Vegas. You can't be wearing out a path to the penalty box. And I think that they got that under control to a certain extent last night. But then again, they took some really bad penalties, unnecessary penalties. And lucky for them, Vegas wasn't able to get any separation in that game. And let's not forget how well Sergei Bobrovsky played, especially in that second period late and then in that third period to give his team an opportunity to be only down one goal. And then eventually Matthews scored, and then Carter Verhaeghe with the OTGWG in game 3 of the Stanley Cup final.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Are you surprised in any way that Eddie Olczyk says he plays the ponies?
Eddie, did it feel to you like Vegas had a target pinned on Tkachuk last night? Like, it felt like they were just trying to keep him down the whole game.
I mean, look, he got run over and that stuff happens, and he ended up leaving the game for, a good stretch. But, he's such an important part. I mean, he's always right in the middle of something that is going on for the Florida Panthers, whether they're up two, down two, doesn't matter the situation. But I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. I mean, Vegas is a big, heavy team, and they're very selective. I think that's the one thing that's been a difference in the series, more so the first couple of games than last night, because I think Florida was better at it, is that not necessarily running out of position to make hits, because when you run out of position, there's a good chance that somebody else is going to be open behind you. But Matthew Tkachuk is around every play, regardless of what's going on, and he has that ability to, as I like to say, talk a stamp off an envelope, and sometimes it gets under the people's skin. And if some people don't know what a stamp and an envelope is, look it up on the World Wide Web.
Eddie, thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
The Belmont is tomorrow. Oh, by the way, real quick, hockey tie tomorrow in the Belmont. Vinny and Teresa Viola, the terrific owners of the Florida Panthers, will have the favorite in the Belmont tomorrow. Wow. The name of the horse is Forte. Number 6, they're trying to win a third jewel, the Triple Crown. And if you want to put a little money on a horse, I like the 7 horse Hit Show, just like your show, Dan.
Eddie, Tommy, Diana.
Hold on, I got to expose Billy
what
here.
What horse was that?
What he did, Hit Show.
7 Hit? Show,
Forte,
the seven,
6.
The 7. I've got to expose Billy. Billy, who started paying attention to hockey 3 periods ago.
Not a Stanley Cup final game happens in Sunrise without me, Dan.
It is not just that he asked Eddie a specific hockey question. It's that he was reading verbatim Roy's exact tweet. Roy was furious because he wanted to ask a question himself. He got bumped by both Billy and MTV Sport Finland. Roy, there's a lack of respect going on around here that's not okay. You missed the Stanley Cup and all the free booze.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.